This goes to Dr. Shaun, S-A-H-A-U-N, Moon, M-O-O-N, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Lynn, L-Y-N-N, middle initial E like Echo, Esterly, E-S-T-E-R-L-Y, date of birth April 10th of 1951. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a consultation for Ms. Esterly, who was sent for management of her stage 4 chronic kidney disease. She was noted to have a creatinine level of 2.5 in June of 2021, and prior levels were right around 1.4 creatinine levels. But after that increase, she was referred originally to this office, but did not want to do a telemedicine consultation, which was all that was offered at that time. And so instead, she saw Dr. Adeel, I guess it's A-D-E-L, Khan, K-H-A-N, and he was following her chronic stage 4 chronic kidney disease for about 6 months. And then she requested another referral to the Alma location to be closer to home. She's not had any specific symptoms for chronic kidney disease. She's feeling well. She did actually have a fall where she tripped on her sister's carpet about 2 weeks ago, fell and landed on her face, and had a right facial blowout fracture for the right eye. She just saw the plastic surgeon in the Saginaw area, and she's going to be needing surgery for that with plate placement soon. So that will be scheduled. She is able to move the eye look up, down, and around with minimal pain at this time. She does have a long history of using daily non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for many years. She also used metformin for many years for her diabetes, but that is not known to cause kidney damage. It must be stopped when creatinine clearance or GFR is less than 30 because it leads to lactic acidosis as a potential severe complication. And so that's why we stop it when the GFR is 30 or less. So that was appropriately stopped recently, but most likely did not affect her kidney function. She denies chest pain or palpitations currently, although she does have a history of palpitations. She's had a long history of hypertension, and she believes she's been on medications for that in the past, besides the current Inderol that she takes twice a day. She may be taking that for essential tremors, though. She's not sure. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No incontinence. No history of kidney stones or urinary tract infections. No edema. But she does have severe pain in both feet and lower legs. That is very uncomfortable. They hurt all the time. And she has chronic anxiety and mild depression that she's had since childhood. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obstructive sleep apnea with CPAP use, type 2 diabetes for at least 25 years with up and down control, dizziness with a recent fall, but that was secondary to tripping on a rug, migraine headaches, diabetic neuropathy, severe anxiety disorder with depression, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and essential tremors. Past surgical history, she had a colonoscopy in 2018, a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral oophorectomy, and cervical disc surgery. Social history, she quit smoking about 25 years ago. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and lives with her husband. Family history, her sister had uterine cancer, and they've had a history of stroke, heart disease, renal artery stenosis, dementia, hypertension, and she had a brother-in-law who had end-stage renal failure and who required hemodialysis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is allergic to clindamycin and sulfa. Medications, she's on Lexapro 20 milligram daily, Tylenol 500 milligram twice a day, Claritin 10 milligram daily, Inderal 20 milligram twice a day, chlordiazepoxide/amitriptyline, amitriptyline, 10/25, one twice a day. And she uses Robitussin cough and cold capsules as needed for coughing and chest congestion. Physical examination, height 65 inches, weight 183 pounds, pulse 83 and blood pressure 136 over 70, right arm setting, large adult cuff. The patient is alert and oriented. She does have bruising under the right eye and some edema. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise and no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no ascites. Extremities, faint pedal pulse on the right, 2+ on the left. The toes are warm with brisk capillary refill. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. She has decreased sensation in the feet and ankles bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 20th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.9, which is stable at 26. July 8th, it was also 1.9. May 19th, creatinine was 2.1. Estimated GFR is 23. 4/29/22, creatinine 2.0. Estimated GFR is 25. 2/11/22, creatinine is 2.1, GFR 23. 10/25/21, creatinine 2.2. July 27th, 21, creatinine 2.2. 6/4/21, creatinine was 2.5. GFR was 19. And July 20th, her albumin is 3.9, calcium 9.2. Sodium is mildly low at 132, previous level 135. Potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 27, phosphorus 4.1, hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. And urinalysis was done 4/29 of 2022, negative for blood, negative for protein. And hemoglobin A1C 3/2 of 22 is 6.4. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 10. And she had a kidney ultrasound with and also a bladder ultrasound, and that was done August 7th of 2021. The right kidney is small at 8.7 centimeters. No hydronephrosis, no stones or cysts. Left kidney is smaller at 8 centimeters without hydronephrosis, stones, or cysts. The bladder appeared partially distended but normal. Assessment and plan. Stage 4, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to bilaterally small kidneys. Hypertension over many years. Also possibly secondary to type 2 diabetes, but she has no microalbuminuria. So that is not quite as likely. We would like to continue doing lab studies monthly. An order was provided, and she will have them done in your office. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She also wants to be on a vegetarian-vegan diet. And plant protein sources will be tofu and various beans. And she's going to be rechecked by this practice within the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.